Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Williamson, season high 38 points. He's been fantastic. He drives on Anthony Davis and he scoops it in over the front iron with a left hand. He's got an even 40.
He drives right. He switches back left because he wants to get to his left hand. Anthony Davis is off balance. He's caught unawares, and that's a teardrop from Z.
That call courtesy of the Pelicans Radio Network, and it was the last points we would see Zion score. After that, ends up leaving the game. We found out now dealing with a hamstring issue on his left leg. Hopefully he can get back sooner than later, but we know for sure won't be around Friday for that big matchup against the Sacramento Kings. I know the five times that the Pelicans did beat Sacramento this year, that at least one of the games Zion was not available, that they were still able to take down Sacramento without him. Hopefully that can be the case. We all want to see this Pels team make the playoffs. Not doing that at this point would be a huge disappointment from this club. A 49-win season hasn't gone the way exactly like we wanted it to end, obviously. And right now the team really has to buckle up and, you know, tighten the chin straps, whatever you want to say, to get things done without Zion Williamson in order to make the playoff. And round one matchup, we know he won't be around likely until maybe game six or seven, if it goes that far, if they make it. No, you're shaking your head, Charlie.
I don't think so.
You don't think he even makes it in the first round?
No, because he's got a left hamstring strain, and they said that he would be re-examined in approximately 2 weeks.
Right.
I think that tells you all you need to know. That even if the Pelicans do, in fact, beat Sacramento for the sixth time this season, Steve, and we're going to be interviewing Christian Clark a little bit. I want to get his thoughts on some of the kind of numbers that I've cranked out here for this matchup against Sacramento. It really has been, the Pelicans have just owned them. There's no other way to say it. So, but they have to do it again, and they have to do it without Zion Williamson. You kind of pointed out that there was one game that he did not play against Sacramento this season, and that was a game that they won 133-100. And I got some numbers from that game. Like, the Pelicans were outstanding from three-point range in that matchup. The wings that the Pels have, like the length that they have, it really does cause a lot of issues for the Sacramento Kings. It's a matter of, can they do it without Zion, without that presence in the paint? They've done it once this year, but they need to do it again with the season on the line. And so that's where it kind of comes into play. And once again, we'll be previewing this game for a couple days. It's going to be on Friday at the Smoothie King Center. It's as disappointing of a moment as I can remember as a Pelicans fan, Steve, because we waited so long to see Zion in the postseason, and he lived up to expectations. He surpassed them. I mean, 40 points, a season-high performance.
He looked like a man on a mission, for sure.
He was the best player on the floor.
Absolutely.
On the floor against a team that had LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Zion Williamson was the best player last night. You cannot tell me otherwise. So he put the team on his back, Steve, and because C.J. McCollum had a poor game and Brandon Ingram had a poor game, no one else showed up, and he got hurt on that 40th point. 3.5 minutes left to go. You lose your star player that had been so, so good in that matchup. And then all of a sudden, I mean, you look at L.A. and they pull away. They win by 4 points.
Yeah, it was tied at that point of the game. The Pels had fought back to get back into the game after falling behind early. But without Zion, I think you know, everybody could just feel the air getting sucked out of the arena.
It was so, so unfortunate. And, I mean, it was such a great game up to that point, too, because the Pelicans did, in fact, make that comeback. And they haven't done it this year. They still haven't done it. They're 0-24 in games where they're trailing entering the fourth quarter.
That's awful.
So, but that was the closest that they came. And it was the closest that they came with the playoffs on the line. It was such a huge matchup in the Smith & King Center last night with so much on the line. And, I mean, they almost got that first win when trailing entering the fourth quarter. But without Zion, and I fully believe, and this is the worst part, I fully believe if Zion doesn't get hurt, he carries them to a victory that night. And we're not even talking about this. We're instead previewing the Denver Nuggets. And can Zion carry the Pelicans to a couple wins against the defending champion Nuggets, Nikola Jokic, the MVP winner? That's all out the picture now. Now you're seeing the Lakers are going to be playing the Nuggets, and now you're fighting for your playoff life. You won 49 games, and it's still possible that you miss the playoffs. That's so wrong.
It's been a wild, wild year in the West.
It's so wrong. Like, I get the play-in tournament. I understand it. The Pelicans have been in it a couple of years now, and they've benefited from it. Like, they made the playoffs a couple of years ago when they were the 8th seed and they faced Phoenix. They wouldn't have been in the playoffs otherwise. But you won 49 games. 49 games, and you could miss the playoffs.
To me, yeah, it's obviously a huge disappointment. You want to celebrate what the team was able to accomplish during the regular season, but it's tough to reflect on that and stay positive considering what's at stake right now. You're one game away from getting sent home, not being part of this NBA postseason. And now there's questions, obviously, with Zion Williamson, if they are able to make it into the postseason, taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder. That matchup starts Sunday. That, you know, you probably won't have your best guy for that matchup at all.
Yeah, we got a text coming in from 0887. Zion is done for the season. He won't be rushed back. Steve, I don't see a universe where he plays in the first round. Maybe that's me being negative.
If there's a crucial game seven gets forced and don't think there's any way he can power back?
I don't see it. I don't. And, you know, I watched the Pelicans play the Thunder without Zion. And that was, I think it was back in late January. It was that three-game set where they played OKC, Boston, and Milwaukee back-to-back-to-back.
Yeah.
And they played that first game at home against the Thunder without Zion. And, man, they just did not play well. They got blown out by, like, 25 points. So, even if they are going to beat Sacramento on Friday and pick up the sixth win, go 6-0 against the Kings this season, which would be incredible in its own right. I mean, no Zion for that first round matchup against OKC. I don't know how confident anyone can be.
Charlie, you have the audio from Willie Green at your disposal. Not Willie Green, I'm sorry. From CJ McCollum after the game. Let's hear what CJ had to say after that disappointing outing last night.
For you personally, was it just a matter of just shots that you usually make not going in tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think you credit them. They played a good, had a good defensive game plan. You know, it wasn't a lot of, I mean, I had like three good looks that I think I should have made that I just left short. But they did a good job of being up in coverages, you know, showing crowds. I got to be better. I got to be more efficient. You know, if I played a better game tonight, we end up winning. But we still had a chance in spite of my performance to win the game, and we just didn't.
Just what type of challenge do you think is for VI right now, trying to get back in the flow after being out for a while and just trying to get back, you know, in games like this?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. You're coming off an injury, right into playoff atmosphere against a team who has championship aspirations in the Lakers. It's a tough environment. It's a tough situation, but he's mentally tough. He'll figure it out and continue to battle and put himself in position to be successful, and that's what he's done throughout his career. And, you know, for us as a team, we got to continue to adjust and figure out, you know, how to be more effective, especially to start games.
Does it help having 2 days off to kind of flush this one, to kind of get ready for Friday?
I think the rest is important for us. You know, we've been playing a lot of minutes in the last month. We've been playing a lot of games and, you know, games that are impactful in terms of standings, you know, the last month or so. So the sense of urgency is there, the physicality is there, the pace, you know, all those things. So it's nice to be able to get some rest.
You guys have been in these winner-go-home playing games before. What's the mentality got to be going into that game on Friday?
I think just sense of urgency, game plan discipline, and really just focusing on ourselves. And every team is good that's left. Every team has the chance to do special things once they get into the playoffs. And for us, it's just about executing, defending at a high level, making sure that we, you know, push tempo, and really just take advantage of all of our talents. I think that's what it comes down to. You know, the stakes are the stakes. It is what it is. But for us. I think we just got to control what we can control, which is preparation and doing what we've done our whole lives to get to this point.
You heard C.J. McCollum there talking about also, you know, his lackluster game, and if he had made some more shots, they would have likely been victorious in this matchup. C.J. ends up with 9 points, went 1 of 9 from three-point range. Yeah, it was every time he was, you know, winding up from deep, Charlie, was like, you're kind of yelling at the TV. He's going, stop, please, no.
He was ice cold, and C.J. really did carry the team. We had a text that texted in about, give the team a break, that B.I. suffered that injury in March. No, I get it. That was the one thing, because we also have someone talking about Willie Green and criticizing him. That was one thing that I think Willie Green did right last night, was taking B.I. out. Brandon Ingram did not play a good game last night, and I understand that he's not 100%. He's coming back from that leg injury. But when, you know, they switched the lineup up late in the second half, that's when things started to click and things started to work without Brandon on the floor. There's going to be a really big decision this upcoming offseason. Regardless of what happens with Friday and what happens with the first round of the playoffs and everything like that, do you extend Brandon Ingram? Do you sign him to a maximum extension? I don't know. Maybe. We'll have to see. Like, we'll be talking about that for a while when previewing the Pelicans, you know, offseason. Of course, there's still plenty of basketball left to play, potentially, if they can beat the Kings and make it to the first round of the playoffs. But I just don't know yet, Steve. And so, you know, Willie has gotten a lot of, you know, flack, I guess, from fans, and a definitely lot more since it was kind of, it came out that he signed that kind of under the table extension that was not reported by Pelicans reporters. It came out that The Athletic had reported that Willie Green had signed an extension with the team. If they don't make the playoffs, he's going to get a lot of blame. And I can understand it to a point. Like, that 0-24 when trailing entering the fourth quarter is a really bad stat. But at the same time, this team's going to miss the playoffs because of the play-in tournament.
Yeah.
They're going to miss the playoffs as a 49-win team if they lose to Sacramento. And that is just the most unfortunate thing in the world.
Yeah, considering, obviously, yeah, what the team fought for so hard this season, I'm just curious to see also what will be on the Pelicans' main menu of additions for next season. Because for me, I don't think Jonas Valanciunas is back. So you need a legitimate big to begin with. And also, I mean, how long we've been talking about the point guard position. This team needs a point guard. They just don't have one.
So Charles Barkley said that. I know that they do need a point guard. I think the bigger need still on this team is a rim-protecting big, a rim-protecting center, because they don't have one. Jonas Valanciunas isn't it. Larry Nance isn't it. And, I mean, that was at full apparent on that Sunday loss to the Lakers. I think that's still need number one for me. Need number two, probably point guard. And then at that point, you know, we have someone saying, of course they're going to re-sign B.I. Probably so. Trey Murphy also needs an extension too. There's a couple of questions coming up this offseason that you need to answer, right? First and foremost, we got to see if they make the postseason.
Want to hear from you on the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Give us a shout, 504-260-1870. Going to step away, be back with more sports talk right after this here on WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You ready to party at Jazz Fest like Elizabeth Laura Sella of Slidell or Corey Marcella of Norco? So far, they're the winners in our WWL Jazz Fest Password Contest. You too can see amazing artists like Chris Stapleton, The Killers, Heart, Rebirth Brass Band, and more. Listen to Tommy Tucker, Newell Norman, and of course, Sports Talk. For Jazz Fest Password of the Day, then go to WWL.com, enter the word, register to win. You get a pair of tickets to the first weekend of Jazz Fest, plus round-trip Jazz Fest Express shuttle passes. Happy festing from Miller Lite, Tastes Like Miller Lite, and WWL. Really focusing on the Pels' loss to the Lakers right now. Next hour, we're getting a little more of college baseball talk, talking to Teddy Cahill of Baseball America. About the LSU Tigers, but will they be able to bounce back and make the NCAA postseason? A big series coming up for them at Missouri this weekend. But with the Pellies, man, oh, man, last night I know a lot of folks were anxious to see what they could do against this Lakers squad. And for whatever reason, Charlie, L.A. just has the Bird's number, it seems like.
The craziest part about it to me was that they beat them in a different way. Like, on that Sunday game, the points in the paint were huge.
Right.
And then the Pelicans owned the paint. Like, they got more physical. Like, Willie Green asked them to be more aggressive, to really take it to them, and they did that. But the issue was that they weren't hitting outside shots early on. They were, like, 4 of 16 entering halftime. And that was a big issue because, you know, when you're minus 18 from the three-point line, that's what helped the Lakers jump out to that big lead at half. Like, they had a crazy second quarter because the Pelicans couldn't hit shots. And not all of them were contested. There were some decent looks. Like, CJ was missing shots. Trey was missing shots. It was really kind of the turning point of that game, I would say, was that second quarter. Now, the Pelicans did make that comeback. There was a ton of pressure. I've texted a couple of our listeners about the pressure that was on Zion in that matchup was just way too much. He had to carry way too much of the load, and that's why he ended up getting hurt. But when you're looking at this Kings matchup now, Steve, you need those shooters to show up. You need C.J. McCollum. You need Trey Murphy. You need Herb Jones. I mean, you need even Dyson Daniels to a lesser extent. You need all these guys to start hitting outside shots and outside looks when they get their opportunities. Because if they're not, Sacramento is a team that can get hot from three, just like the Warriors. We were kind of worried about Golden State and having to play the best, you know, shooter of all time with Steph Curry. They ended up losing to a team that got hot from three, and that was Sacramento. Keegan Murray couldn't miss last night, it felt, watching that game. So, you need your shooters to outperform theirs. It's happened multiple times this year. They got to do it again.
Looking at tonight's play-in action over in the Eastern Conference, the Miami Heat and 76ers going out of Philadelphia up 16-12. Currently 4 minutes left there in the first. Then the night game, the Atlanta Hawks at the Chicago Bulls. Going to step away and get more into Pelicans game against the Lakers. Also, previewing Friday against the Sacramento Kings. Can the Pels get a sixth straight win against Sacramento? We'll talk to Christian Clark, Pels beat writer for the Times-Picayune and New Orleans Advocate, right after this here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Win. That's all it is win. Nothing else really to say about it. Just win a game.
That's Trey Murphy after the Pelicans lost to the Lakers. Asked what is the team's mindset now heading into Friday, a do or die game. They found out later on that's going to be against the Sacramento Kings, a team they've taken on five times in the regular season. We're able to beat them. We'll see what happens on Friday now. Well, we'll be without Zion Williamson. We're going to talk to that more with Christian Clark, Pelicans beat writer for the Times-Picayune and New Orleans Advocate. Pretty disappointing ending, obviously, to the Pels' run yesterday. They got that comeback after being down to the Lakers. And then with Zion tying it up with that bucket, ends up coming down, I don't know, funny or whatever it was, but you just saw him wincing, grimacing, limping off, obviously agitated. Just overall, Christian, a really disappointing, like I said, ending with the outcome of the game and then with the injury news to Zion Williamson.
Yeah, honestly, pretty devastating. Zion Williamson, I thought, you know, I said a couple of days ago that game in Phoenix, I thought that was his best game as a pro, and then I was thinking about revising that. I mean, last night, what he was doing, considering the stakes, you know, outplaying LeBron, outplaying Anthony Davis in a game that really mattered, felt like, you know, he was working on his best game as a pro again. And for him to go down with about 3 minutes left, you know, he just kind of planted funny on that left leg, affected the hamstring, really was such a bummer. You could see it on Zion's face. I mean, He injured his right hamstring last season and caused him to miss the final 45 games of the season. He could tell he did something. He threw the towel on the ground before he went back into the tunnel. And I felt really bad for him because, you know, since December, since that embarrassment in the in-season tournament, I think Zion, his attitude, his approach has been so much better. You know, I was rooting for him to finish that off last night.
No, he was absolutely incredible, and like you mentioned, a tough ending for him. Like you could tell he knew something wasn't completely – it wasn't going to be good for him in the long run there. You could tell he was upset with everything. But you look at the rest of this team too, they just – no real support around him. And just curious to your impressions with Brandon Ingram, just an 11-point night. I know he got sat late in the game. And then there were reports that he wasn't available afterwards to talk to anyone. Just curious, what you're thinking about Brandon Ingram heading into a game now on Friday, where you would imagine he's going to be pretty key for this Pels team.
Yeah, I think, you know, the Pelicans and Brandon Ingram specifically are in a really interesting position because I don't know if Brandon Ingram has ever been benched under Willie Green, and maybe it's happened one time, but certainly not when a spotlight is on the Pelicans and they're on national TV. I mean, you know, Brandon didn't play the final 7 minutes of the game. Willie Green confirmed afterwards, you know, this was performance related. He is coming back from a long layoff, and I'm sure that's not easy, but he just wasn't having a very good game. Sat the final 7 minutes. He didn't look like he was in a very good mood on the bench, wasn't standing up, you know, cheering on his teammates. And, you know, he did get out of the building really quickly. He basically dressed and left immediately after the game. And, you know, that's fine. But, you know, I think Brandon Ingram has got to turn the page because the Pelicans need him. They need his scoring. They need his shot creation. I mean, with no Zion Friday in the lineup. But, yeah, I mean, not what you want to see from, you know, a guy making more than $30 million a year who's going to want an enormous deal this summer in an important game.
I mean, that's the biggest question at this point. We were kind of previewing it a little bit, and I don't really want to get into offseason talk, Christian, because they still do have this game against the Kings, and if they win it, they're in the playoffs, and that's all we want. We just want playoff basketball back in New Orleans. Like, that's the goal. That's what they tried to do last night. They came very close to doing it. Zion Williamson gets hurt with 3.5 minutes left. They lose that game by 4 points. It's really unfortunate. We move on to this Kings matchup. I want to get your thoughts on the Kings matchup specifically. The Pelicans have just crushed this team. It hasn't even been like just a 5-0 record and a couple games are close. Christian, I think the closest margin of victory was like 5 points. They average 128 points per game versus Sacramento. We know that the Kings don't play great defense, but the average margin of victory in those five games, 19.2 points per game. Like this, a lot of these games have just been complete blowouts. And we know that the Kings aren't really a good matchup for the Pelicans. The Pelicans have great size and length on the wings that can really give, you know, the Kings a lot of trouble. They hate really playing against them, and it has not worked out for them. But you're missing a big piece. And I know that people will kind of point to there was a game in January where Zion Williamson did not play against Sacramento. They won that game by 33 points. They got to do it again. So that's what it comes down to. Can they pick up this sixth win against Sacramento? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is a good matchup for the Pelicans. But, I mean, beating anybody, especially, you know, a team that finished the year with a winning record six times in a row, I just don't think that's easy. You know, I think Zion is, like, uniquely built to kind of exploit Sacramento's weaknesses. They don't have a lot of size in the wings. They try to put Harrison Barnes on Zion, and they've got Domantas Sabonis as kind of their rim protection. And that just doesn't really work when you've got a guy who basically averages 20 points per game in the paint, you know, a super athlete. So the Zion thing obviously really hurts them. He, you know, he crushes the Kings more than, like, most teams even he plays against. But I still think the Pelicans can do it. And the Kings, too. I mean, look, they had their best two players, De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis, but they're missing two really important pieces. Kevin Huerter, you know, scorer, shooter, not going to play. And then Malik Monk, who might win sixth man of the year, he's not going to play either. Like, those are like two of their five best players. So it's not like they're at full strength either.
So a couple things. De'Aaron Fox is pretty interesting. He's obviously their best player, I think, alongside Domantas Sabonis. But he hasn't played very well against the Pelicans this year. You remember that he had a three-point performance where Herb Jones just completely locked him down. I mean, this is the eighth leading scorer with 26.6 points per game. He's averaging 21 against the Pelicans effectively. But the plus and minus, Christian, really stands out like a sore thumb to me. Minus 83 over those five matchups. I mean, the Pelicans, once again, Herb Jones, Dyson Daniels, they got those wings that can cause a lot of problems for opposing guards. I don't think it's a good matchup for someone like De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah, I mean, he's so good that, you know, I'm like hesitant to be like, oh, the Pelicans have the edge here. But I think you said it. The Pelicans have two of the best perimeter defenders in the game. They've got Herb Jones in the starting lineup, and then they bring in Dyson Daniels off of the bench. Those are guys with really good size. I mean, 6'7", 6'8", big wingspans. You know, they've got like the length factor compared to De'Aaron Fox. And, you know, like De'Aaron Fox has worked and he's kind of made himself into, you know, a good 3-point shooter. But what he really wants to do is he wants to get to the rim. And, you know, Herb Jones and Dyson Daniels, they're really good at kind of walling that off and making Fox take jumpers, you know, forcing him into tough shots. So I think you're right. Like, it's not the best matchup for Fox.
Christian, this home record for the Pels has been obviously a huge talking point for everybody. Can you put a finger on anything on what it is about the Smoothie King Center compared to venues on the road where this team just seems to come out better, shoot better, just an overall better around performance from the team on the road than at home? It just blows everyone's mind.
I don't get it. And last season it was the opposite. I mean, they were a very good home team last season, and I think they went 15-26 on the road. And, you know, that's kind of been reversed this year. CJ McCollum, like, his home road splits are really interesting. Trey Murphy is another one. I honestly don't know why. I mean, they really have been good crowds this year at home. Like, fans have been into it. They were super lively last night. I think, you know, I think it's just like kind of a freak occurrence, a luck thing.
We need to change like the color scheme or something to make them think they're on the road at this point. I don't know what it is. The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, stopped by today, was joking with me that, oh, the Pels need to start playing home games at the UNO Lakefront Arena instead of the Smoothie King to try and mix things up. I really don't know what it is. If you have maybe shoot around at the arena or something. I've been, you know, racking my brain on coming up with things. It's just so awkward when you look at what a successful season. Obviously, they've had it, 49 wins. But, yeah, the home record just doesn't go along with it. Charlie mentioned to you, obviously, playing this Sacramento Kings team once again, a sixth matchup for them. Obviously, you're going to hear from folks. It's tough to beat a team six times. I think it's tough to beat a team anytime, obviously. But what are the biggest keys where this team, where this Pels team just is able to, you know, dominate this Sacramento squad that should be able to carry over into Friday, you think?
Yeah, I think number one is that, like, Brandon Ingram has to bounce back mentally from whatever happened Tuesday, because, I mean, that was really brutal. You know, bad games, they're just going to happen. That was at a bad time, but it just didn't seem like he reacted to it well. I mean, they need him to be a scorer. They need him to be a creator. And they need C.J. McCollum to get back on track, too. I mean, C.J. McCollum was pretty awful in that game on Tuesday. I mean, no Zion, there's just not like a lot of margin for error on offense. I mean, you're not going to have, you know, your best advantage creator on offense. And, you know, they need the $30 million players to step up.
Yeah, I'm looking at this matchup, Christian. From last night, Sacramento against Golden State, the first half was pretty close, but it felt like Sacramento kind of controlled most of it and that the score was a little bit closer than the actual game indicated. And then Sacramento just blew out the Warriors in the second half. And Keegan Murray was just fantastic. I mean, 8 of 13 from 3, 32 points, 10 of 20 from the field. That dude was hitting everything he threw up. De'Aaron Fox was doing his thing as well, 24 points in the game. I just get a little bit nervous watching how well they played against the Warriors. And I talked to, I think, Mike earlier on the show. It was almost like they exercised some demons versus Golden State, because that was the team that beat them in the playoffs last year. They get this, you know, one-off victory against them and eliminate them this year, kind of get their revenge against Draymond Green and the Warriors. And now they're trying to do the exact same thing, basically, against the Pelicans, who have beaten them five times this season.
Yeah, man, you say that, and it's like Tuesday was the Pelicans' chance to exercise their Lakers demons, and it felt like they were going to do that until about 3 minutes left. Look, that's a really interesting point. I think Mike Brown is a very good coach. He was in Golden State under Steve Kerr, like Willie Green. I think Mike Brown and Willie Green know each other, you know, really well and have a good relationship. So, yeah, man, this is a really interesting game. And Keegan Murray, like, I think you put your finger on it, huge X factor in this game, a guy who can get super, super hot, like, great three-point shooter. If he has, you know, another one of those nights where he makes – 6, 7, 8 threes, like, it could be really hard to win.
And then I think on the opposite side, the X factor for the Pelicans clearly is, I mean, Trey Murphy. It's got to be, right? Because you expect him to kind of replace Zion in the starting lineup. And when he's been a starter this year, I don't know about you, Christian. This may just be me. I know that the stats kind of back it up a little bit. It just feels like Trey is more comfortable and more aggressive as a starter. Like, I think that, you know, this is an opportunity for him. We talked a little bit about Brandon Ingram needing to step up as well. But if Trey Murphy gets put in that starting lineup as we expect to replace Zion Williamson, like, we need a huge game from him on Friday night at the Smoothie King Center.
Yeah, and Trey Murphy got a ton of experience doing this last year. I mean, Trey Murphy started 66 games last season, you know, when Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram missed a ton of time with various injuries. So this is something he's familiar with. If you just look at the numbers, CJ McCollum, Herb Jones, Trey Murphy, Brandon Ingram, Jonas Valanciunas has been a good lineup for the Pelicans this year. I mean, Trey Murphy, he fits next to anybody, you know, like, what player doesn't want to play next to somebody who just makes 30-foot threes and attacks the rim and can dunk? The two logo threes in the second half last night were really incredible to see. I mean, like, one of those was like a comet. Like, I thought it was going to touch the roof of Smoothie King Center.
Right.
Christian, definitely appreciate the time. Hopefully, we'll be talking to you some more as the Pelican season needs to continue on.
I guess. Appreciate it.
That was Christian Clark, Pelicans beat writer for the Times-Picayune and New Orleans Advocate. We're going to take a break, step away, be back with more Sports Talk closing at the 6 p.m. hour right here on WWL. Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with Charlie Long hanging out with you until 8 p.m. tonight. Going to go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Got Jimmy and Gretna hanging on. What you got, Jimmy?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Still in kind of mourning from yesterday.
Hey, look, let me say this real quick, all right? Quick plug. This Saturday on the West Bank, you know, you got the Greek Fest in Orleans Parish. Plaquemines Parish is hosting this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., the Croatian Fest. Now, I'll tie this into the Pelicans. We're going to have a special guest there. Charlie, you know, the second rounder from last year for the Pelicans, Carlo Mitrovic.
Yeah.
He's of Croatian origin. He's going to be present. So anybody who wants to come and meet him, come get some oysters. You guys free on the house for you guys if you got that WWL cred. You guys come get some oysters. It's a free admission event. It's right there in Belchase, Saturday all day into the night, you know, right there by the Belchase Ferry. So, yeah, if you want to meet Carlo Matkovich, the Pelicans' second rounder, he hasn't hit the floor yet. He's a developmental project, I guess you could
the
say.
The draft and stash, Jimmy, is what they call him. They drafted him in the second round, and then he's been playing overseas since they've actually picked him. But he's a guy, I think we talked with Chuck Dodson about it. That's someone that Chuck really, really likes, that he could be a guy that maybe even reaches the Pelicans' main roster by next year. So we'll have to see. Yeah, I like Carlo a lot. They definitely need bigs. And that was kind of my point, Jimmy, earlier on when we were talking about like the biggest hole on this roster right now is like a rim protecting big. And I don't know, I think Carlo is more kind of like the Jonas Valanciunas type, where he's more offensive minded than defensive minded. But I still think that he can contribute.
Yeah, look, listen, let's go into what happened last night and Friday. Look, $9 tickets, Steve and Charlie, $9 tickets right now for Friday. It's going to be a late game, not super late, but there's no Jazz Fest, there's no Saints, there's no draft. We got to pack it out. Now, has that worked? I mean, have we totally packed it out? Not really. We've lost, what, 7 in a row at home. I'm like this, okay? It's just been what happened yesterday. Zion did everything we expected him to do. There was a point, like you said, Charlie, and I know Mike was bringing this up earlier, where Zion basically took over the game towards the end before the injury. Even LeBron was kind of like on his heels.
He was the best player on the floor. He was the best player on the floor last night. On a floor that shared with LeBron James and Anthony Davis, Zion was the guy. And I think that's all you need to see to know that this is your guy for the future. This is the guy that you need to build around and have, you know, ready to go for the next decade. Your face of the franchise, basically. He had his coming out party. And it is so depressing that he got hurt in it, right? Like that 40-point performance against LeBron and the Lakers, a team that had just blown you out on your home floor by 16 points. It was worse than the final score indicated. Zion comes out, puts the team on his back, and with 3.5 minutes left, he gets hurt. It is so, so disappointing. But I still loved what I saw from him.
That's a wrap on the 6 o'clock hour of Sports Talk. Be talking to you soon at 7, right after the news here on WWL.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!